tonight we are talking health and well-being, but we are talking about health and well-being of our favourite furry friends. We're talking about the health and well-being of our dogs. And from Cobby Dog, I would like to welcome to the studio Lauren and Chris. Hello, both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's talk about dogs first, because all pet owners want to know more about other people's pets. Tell me about what doggies you guys have.
So I have a beagle. She's 13 now, so she's getting on in her old age, bless her.
Oh.
She's called Frequent.
Frequent.
So quite an unusual name.
Love that.
Yeah. It takes some getting used to, but yeah, it really suits her. And then we have a rescue, a Staffy Cross called Patch.
And Chris, dogs you have?
Yes, I have a Sprocker called Moss.
Sprocker would be a Springer and a Cocker.
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And is he good boy, bad
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, he is really good boy. He's proper chilled out. He comes into the office and pesters everybody in the office.
Oh, that's good. I have two dogs, or to be more specific, my mum has two dogs, two golden retrievers, Winnie and Nora, and they are, I think, going on 14. So they're quite old now, but
quite
they're lovely.
Age.
Very furry, though. Anyone who's got a golden retriever knows the kind of snowstorm of white hair that goes around the house. Now, everybody loves their dog. And we're talking today about how we can make sure our dogs are as healthy and as happy as possible. And at Cobby Dog, you do a range of food and a range of products that can make sure that the dogs are happy as anything. Compared to just buying a bag of dog food, your cheap biscuits or whatever that you might get from the supermarket, what is the difference between what that food is and what's in that to some of the products that you have been making and selling yourselves?
So just recently we've started with a new cold-pressed dog food, mm-hmm. which is made using 100% natural ingredients, and it's as close to raw feeding as possible, but with the convenience of a dry food. It's packed full of everything that is healthy for your dog, so it's got all the vitamins and minerals and herbs and natural fruits.
Is that not something that is in most dog food then? What would be in? If I went and bought the cheapest bag of biscuits I could, what's in that?
Probably a lot of fillers and grains.
No, this is like 100% natural. It's got your prebiotics in, it's got your herbs, your seaweed, it's fruits there.
And that's not just for flavour, because we would, you know, as humans, generally if I'm putting herbs in something, it's because I want it to taste better. There are actually health benefits of a load of the ingredients you put in.
Yeah.
What are they?
So it can help with digestion. We use yucca, which aids the digestion.
Oh.
There's seaweed. The golden paste blend called Turmeraid. So that's a bespoke blend that we can use, and it's the turmeric, linseed oil, cracked black pepper, yucca and apple cider vinegar.
And what does that do for a dog? Because I know we've done some stuff before with the Golden Paste Company about turmeric, which is quite an on-trend ingredient at the moment. There's some real health benefits coming out of this, which is for anti-inflammatory for humans. Is that the same for dogs?
Yeah, it's the same for the dogs. It's brilliant for joint care as well and joint health. I've seen a real difference in my beagle, Frequent. She suffered from stiff joints, especially in the mornings, trying to get up and get down from the bed and then upstairs at night, and it's made a huge difference to her. Just the other day, she actually tried to jump quite a tall dry stone wall.
Oh, that's brave.
And we had to then, you know, go over the other side and retrieve her back.
Oh, yeah. It's great to put more spring back in their step, but if they're hopping over walls, then you've got to be hot on their heels, haven't you?
Yeah, but it definitely shows that, you know, the product itself actually works.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And so you make your own food then at Cobby Dog, and you also supply a load of stockists all over the area where people can try this. If people have specific health problems or they're concerned with their dog, I know we also have a lot of pet owners who think their dogs are very fussy, which they might be, look down at a bowl of food and look up at you and go, you've got to be kidding, I'm not eating that. Is fussy eaters, do they seem to enjoy this?
Yeah, it's ideal for fussy eaters, yeah.
Yeah, we've had great success with the natural aromas and flavours from the ingredients. Because they're pressed at such a low temperature, it preserves all the natural goodness within the ingredients themselves, and it does smell quite good. Personally, I think it smells like a chicken roast dinner.
Oh.
So it does smell nice, and it also tastes great, and the health benefits behind it.
Have you ever tried it?
Mm-hmm.
Tasted it?
Not personally.
No.
That would be a first. I wouldn't be against it, although we have just recently done a trade show at Pat's Telford where two people did actually taste test it themselves.
Wow. What did they say? It's not recommended. It is not recommended.
No, not recommended.
Not really.
The dogs do enjoy it.
if people have specific health problems, do they ever come to you and say, look, my dog is, maybe their coat's not very good or something's wrong with their dog?
Right.
Has there ever been a case where the food that they've been giving them has made a difference with that?
Yeah, so a lot of the times people come to us with like, oh, my dog's got itchy skin. And a lot of the times it can be the ingredients that some dogs have allergies to. So if we can pinpoint and find out which ingredients are causing those allergies, we can suggest foods, you know, which don't contain those ingredients. And they normally, you know, within a few weeks, stop itching or...
And can you kind of give advice on what's going to work best for them?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. So we sort of go back to where they're feeding, what they're feeding, have a look at what they're feeding, and so, and then suggest what is the best way, avenue to go down.
I presume that because it is better quality food, it's better quality ingredients, it's slightly more expensive than your average bag of dog food.
It is slightly more expensive, but the beauty of the cold press is, because it's nutritionally dense, you don't actually need to feed as much as you would a raw diet or compared to a kibble diet. So in comparison, in your dog's bowl, it will look like significantly less food, but it's actually more nutritional value in the food.
Oh, okay. That's less storage for your dog biscuits too,
yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It? You need a smaller drawer for the same amount
yeah,
of time.
And you can buy a smaller bag and, you know, it would last a heck of a lot longer.
Yeah. So if people want to give Cobby Dog a try, obviously they can get in touch with you. I know you've got a website, cobbydog.com. They could pop in and see you as well, could they? Whereabouts is your shop
yep,
based?
No problem. We're in Keighley, West Yorkshire.
Okay, and you've got plenty of stockists around that also have your Cobby Dog stock. Yep. I know the Blue Barn in Otley, Dog's Body and Friends, there are two of those. One in Skipton, one in Silsden. You've got Pets Paradise in Bishop Monkton, Just for Paws at Keighley Market, Canine and Raw in Harrogate, and also Jameson and Sons in Massham, plus loads of others. Like, it's a huge list. Loads of people have got your stock in. If people want to find out more, they can do that at cobbydog.com. But thank you both very, very much for coming in, and say hello to your dogs for us. Give them a good stroke. And thank you, Chris, and thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.